Yes, this is my first experience, and it's been an amazing experience for the first week, and looking forward to the next week in Oxford.
How beneficial is it to get together with like-minded people from similar countries and jurisdictions to discuss what are, I suppose, similar problems?
Yep, so we share similar problems, and chances are some small jurisdictions may have figured out solutions that we don't need to do anything more than expand on, apply to our context. And I think this program helps to build more leaders who are transitioning the benefits of countries like Isle of Man, who would be already leaders in certain spaces, that we could apply it to our own jurisdictions and impact our own people. So I think this is very significant in terms of a program, in terms of building relationships and demonstrating the impact of a country like Isle of Man.
Anastasia, from Montenegro, I guess you're one of few European nations represented here. How useful is it for a country like yours, which I suppose in European terms is very much up and coming?
So it's amazing experience for me. I had some programs where I was participant, but this one is really unique because I had opportunity to meet people from different parts of the world, and that is most important for me. When we talk about Europe, I think that each of our country really need the opportunity to meet all of these people, because I think we are really not aware what their problems are, what their challenges are. So I think for me and for people where I work, I will for sure tell them that there is completely different part of world, and they are so similar to us that I think we really need to work together to meet each other, because we are really focused on European Union, and for us there is no place like that. But when I came here, I realized that there is so much amazing places.
So one of the main takeaways so far from your perspective is that the problems faced are by everybody are fairly common.
Yes, so, and that we have so much in common. That's the most important thing I learned so far, that even we are completely different countries, we are so, so much alike.
If I could turn to you now, Jermaine, Antigua and Barbuda, obviously very exotic from our point of view, lots of sunshine and nice things that we think about, but of course running a country is a very different matter and everyone has specific problems. How useful is something like this to you?
So this event is very, very useful to me. I've been a part of a lot of consultations and conferences, but to come here with a problem specific to my country that I can bounce against persons who are in the same situation, and as well persons who are in bigger countries, and to receive information not just on solving the problem, but soft skills that I will take into my future and I will take back to complete my problem and to solve my problem, it's an amazing opportunity. And within 3 days, I received information that I know would be life-changing for me and for my country.
Now, the Isle of Man, of course, is I think, one of the oldest democracies in the world. But we are, of course, like yourselves, an island. What have you found specific to the Isle of Man that may be of help to you?
What is specific is the size. We are not that... Isle of Man is twice the size of Antigua, but we're still very small compared to the world. And what I find useful is that the way in which they can punch above their weight to tackle international issues and to get those connections. And that is very important for us to learn from them, to ensure that we use the strategies that they have used to walk the path that they have passed and to tweak them to suit our needs. But the problems are the same, but you have a myriad of solutions. And as Jevon said, some of these solutions have been found before. Some of them have been found in the Isle of Man, and we want to replicate them in Antigua.
And Jerome, you're off from here to, I think, Oxford University after being in the Isle of Man. And that's, of course, another element I suppose will be useful for you.
Yes, certainly. So challenges have been, we've started working on addressing the challenges. We have learned concepts. And I think next week we go deeper in the challenges, looking at applicable measures, because these challenges, especially mine, this is something that I'm doing that I need to implement for my jurisdiction. So I'm looking forward to Oxford, to learning more around how we resolve some of these issues. And of course, benefiting from understanding challenges that are also relevant for my jurisdiction to learn how these challenges are going to be addressed by my co-participants and take those perspectives as well back to Jamaica. So I'm certainly looking forward to next week.
And I guess that's something you would echo, Anastasia.
About what he said. So yeah. I completely agree with him, but I also want to tell something about what is Isle of Man for me, what you ask my colleague. So for me, this is really like opportunity because I couldn't say that I had opportunity to meet people who are so connected to each other before this. Even this is really small place, they have their own culture, language, and they really do their best in order to stay unique. And I think that most of small countries are trying their best to become like some big country. And I think Isle of Man is doing completely different thing. And that's really amazing. But I also, as a German, I'm really looking forward to Oxford because we learned so much so far. But I think now we have like a base. And I think the next week will be much challenging for us because we really need and we really are going to learn so much more.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.